Welcome, everyone, to Conversations on Discipleship. This is Father Adam Streitenberger, your host, and with me today is Father Dan Dury, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Father.
Good to be with you, Father Adam.
Well, today we're going to talk about another crucial, you know, we always talk about discipleship here and how to be disciples of Christ. Today, I wanted to focus on a great gift which the Lord gives us to help us as disciples, the gift of Himself in the Eucharist. And I think to begin with, you know, how is it that the Lord prepared us for this great gift, Father?
Well, we can look at the Old Testament, all the types that we see that foreshadow what we have in the Holy Mass and whom we receive in the Holy Mass. That is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, fully present to us in the Holy Eucharist. And so there are actually different types. There's more than just one that point to the Holy Eucharist. One of those being Abraham and Isaac.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So we, you know, we go back, although we, you know, we associate the sacraments with Christ, He instituted them, you know, but because God has this beautiful plan in mind, He's prepared the way for us. And so even back in the days of creation, even, He had in mind that He was going to give us this great gift of the Eucharist.
And amen for that. Thank God He did.
Amen, amen. And then, and with Abraham, we see that this great gift. How does the Lord prepare us for this great gift in Abraham?
Well, let's recall the Eucharist is His Son, right? And the Mass is memorial of that sacrifice of Jesus for our salvation. And so what we have in Abraham and Isaac is Father Abraham being asked by God to sacrifice his son, Isaac. And we see a lot of similarities there, foreshadowings of what will happen in Christ. Abraham and Isaac, they'll go to the mountain, Mount Moriah, which is Jerusalem, and they'll go, and Isaac will carry the wood upon which he will be sacrificed. He carries it, right, to Mount Moriah, which is very important because Christ would carry his cross to his place of sacrifice. And Abraham, out of love for God, is willing to offer his only begotten son because God has asked him to do so. And Isaac, actually, is a young man at this point, and I believe he's very willing to give his own life. So in a sense, so he is the victim and the priest at the same time, which is very important because that's fulfilled in the person of Christ, who is the priest. And what does a priest do? He offers sacrifice to the Father, right? And in the person of Christ, Christ is also the victim. He's the one offering himself to the Father. And so we see that foreshadowing. Now, what happens? God sends an angel. He says, hold on now. Don't take the life of your son, but I'm going to provide the sacrificial victim. And what do we see in verse 13? A ram. And there's this ram, this male lamb, and he, what's happened? His horns are caught in the thicket. And thorns, you see.
Ah, the crown, like the crown, yes.
Absolutely. And so then that animal becomes the victim. And it's insufficient until the victim would become, of course, Jesus Christ.
And I really like this, the connection, the typology. We use this fancy word typology for these connections with the Old Testament and the New Testament. But I really like this particular one because it really emphasizes the sacrifice of the Mass. So we say that the Mass, at the Mass, is made present,
right,
the eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Because Jesus Christ is a divine person, He's the Son of God, that event of His passion and death and resurrection is an eternal event, and it's made present at every Mass, or we are kind of brought there to that beautiful gift. And, you know, as we're talking about discipleship, that idea of being present at Christ's sacrifice at the cross when He dies for us, so that we can say yes to that great gift that He gives us and receive that great love and mercy. I mean, that's the first step, I think, in being a disciple, is to receive the gift of what Jesus has done for us.
And what a gift it is in the Holy Mass. I can't, you know, as a priest especially, the worst thing for a priest, I think, is not being able to offer the Mass. Like, when we don't offer the Mass, we feel it, we sense it. And I think for the laity, not being able to receive the Holy Eucharist at the Mass as well is the worst thing, because the greatest gift, the source and summit of our faith, is the Holy Eucharist. Mm-hmm. And we get to be there, as you said, Father, at a representation of the sacrifice of Jesus for us. It's represented to us. And it's, we can say that heaven comes down to earth. They meet. And we get to encounter none other than Jesus Christ truly present. What a miracle. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's astonishing. I remember one time actually got to meet Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I got to meet Michael Jordan. I grew up watching him, NBA and NBC, and a big fan of his and the Bulls, you know. I'm old. But anyway, but if you think about that encounter with Michael Jordan, okay, that was awesome. But how greater it is, the encounter at Holy Mass, because there we're with the Son of God, truly present. It's not just a symbol. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. It's much more. Christ becomes present to us. What a great gift indeed.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, Father, we're here today on Conversations on Discipleship with Father Dan Dury, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus, talking about the Eucharist, but especially how the Lord has prepared us for this gift. We've been talking about the sacrifice of Isaac by Abraham. We've really talked about also that how that points to Christ's sacrifice on the cross, which is made present at the Mass. But I think another thing we take from that lesson is it is while we're at the Mass, and by being at the Mass and being strengthened at the Mass and receiving the graces that we receive there, that we're able, in a sense, to make the sacrifices that we have to make for the coming week as disciples of the Lord, the sufferings that we're going to face, yeah, you know.
Absolutely. You know, the Mass is a sacrifice, isn't it? And the greatest act of love that God has shown us is through his Son, Jesus Christ. No greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's what we see in the Mass. That's why Jesus says, you know, do this in memory of me. He wants to remind us how much he loves us and how we are then called to love in the same way. And that's what he calls us to, doesn't he? Love as I have loved you. And the only way we can live that out, especially in our world today, is by becoming Christ, right? That I may decrease, that Christ may increase within me. So we need his grace. We need the sacraments. In a particular way, we need the Eucharist.
Now, we know that there are hundreds of these sort of typologies, these foreshadowings that, you know, pretty much any time bread and wine or sacrifice are mentioned in the Old Testament, it's pointing somehow to the Eucharist. Right. But what's another example of this typology, foreshadowing?
Well, I think a really big one would be the Passover meal. Because in the New Covenant, I think we can say that the Mass is the new Passover meal. So let's look back at Passover and what that was. Remember, the Hebrew people, the Israelites, were enslaved. And God sent plagues in order that Pharaoh might free them. Of course, he was obstinate, wasn't he? And it wasn't until the Passover that Pharaoh finally relented, at least to some extent, and allowed the people to be set free so they get to the promised land. But we look at the Passover meal. God instructed the Jewish people. First, what did they have to do? They had to get an unblemished male lamb. So you had to give your best to God, right? You couldn't choose a lamb who was sick and dying. You had to choose an unblemished male lamb. And then you would have to sacrifice the lamb. And the father, as of the household, he was the what we call the natural priesthood. He would perform the sacrifice. And then that lamb from the lamb's blood would be what? Put on the wood doorposts and the lintel. And then they would eat the lamb, eat the sacrificial victim. And God commanded them to celebrate this Passover meal every year as a day of remembrance of God's love for them. So how is this fulfilled and what takes place in the Mass? Well, Christ is the unblemished male lamb of God, isn't he? He's without the stain of sin. And we say that when we hold up the Eucharist, we say, "Behold the Lamb of God." Okay, indicating what happened in the Passover meal. That lamb is sacrificed for us. And the blood of that lamb on the wood of the tree, the wood of the cross, has brought us salvation, a okay, freed us from death, freed us from slavery to sin. And then, of course, we eat the sacrificial victim in the Holy Eucharist, Jesus Christ, who's fully present there. And we celebrate this Passover meal every day, just about, don't we?
Yeah.
And Jesus says, do this in memory of me as a memorial of my love for you, that I gave my life in order that you might be freed, like the Israelites who were freed from slavery and brought to the promised land. We too are freed from sin and death.
And Jewish theology and rabbinical thought too, the Passover meal wasn't just a remembrance of that event long ago, but actually that commemoration, they were mystically, mysteriously transported to that event of their salvation. So much rich, beautiful stuff. Father Durie, thank you for being with us today on Conversations on Discipleship. Let's end with a prayer. Lord God, we give you thanks for the gift of the Eucharist. We give you thanks that you accompany us with the gift of your Son as we try to follow you each day. Strengthen us and renew our love and devotion to you, especially in the Eucharist. We ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. And again, Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Till next time, peace and all good.